from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Who are you willing to give up? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm willing to give up a guy I think most fans are not willing to give up. I'm willing to give up Joey Loperfido. And look, I've been all about playing Loperfido because why not? If you're gonna bring a kid up, you play him. And he hasn't equated himself badly. He's played some terrific defense. But one of the things that you notice about Loperfido, and this is the part that I think you're looking at and projecting forward. This is a guy who, for his entire minor league career, well, he strikes out a lot. Right? Even though he's got 13 homers at Sugar Land and he's got a 933 OPS at Sugar Land, he struck out 53 times in 162 at-bats. It's almost one out of three. As a member of the Houston Astros, struck out 28 times in 67 at-bats. Now, I'm not necessarily good at quick math in my head, but I'm going to say that's probably like over 40%.
Yeah, it's pretty close to 40, 42%.
That's a monster strikeout rate.
That's horrible.
And he's only walked four times. So the strikeout to walk rate has been abysmal. But you can't strike out 40% of the time in Major League Baseball and be a quality regular. And while there's a lot of hype around him, and there's a lot of flashy plays around him, it might be the highest his value is going to be. And I wouldn't be afraid to trade him. I'm not advocating for trading Jake Meyers. But his value's never been higher, except when he was hitting 300 a month ago. His value's never been higher, and if Jake Meyers and his 3 more years of team control gets me the pitcher that I desperately need, okay. I'm willing to move on from Jake Meyers. I think Jake Meyers is an excellent defensive player. I think his offense is up and down, but certainly this year, it's been good enough to be an everyday player. But it's been up and down. And you know what? You got a guy in the minor leagues in Pedro Leon who is a just as good a big-time center fielder who has an absolute cannon for an arm. Who's hitting .299 with 14 homers and 21 doubles and 21 stolen bases. Already this season for the Space Cowboys. He's got nothing left to prove. He's ready. There's nothing else he can show you at AAA to say he's ready that he has shown you right now. And he has all the team control. And if you said to me, hey, you can keep Jake Meyers, but you're going to give up Pedro Leon, I feel like that would hurt more, but I'd still do it. I'd still do it. If I can get the pitcher that I need, ideally two pitchers. If I can get the pitcher that I need, yep, let's go. If I can get the reliever that I need and it costs me Chaz McCormick, okay. Love Chaz.
Same.
I absolutely love Chaz. You know what? If I lose Chaz, hey, Pedro Leon, what are you doing? Come on up. Trey Cabbage has been solid. I wouldn't want him to start every day. There's some at bats where he's really good, and then there's others where he goes up there and dang it, if he's not going up there thinking, I'm hacking no matter frickin' what. Especially late innings. He goes up there and he takes three cuts like, I don't care where the pitch is. I'm swinging. And I think part of that is when you're trying to press because you're trying to make something happen, knowing, hey, if I make something happen, I'll be in the lineup tomorrow. If I don't come through here, I might not play for 3 days. And he's probably pressing, trying to overproduce in key spots. I think he's just got to learn to accept his role as, look, you're going to play 2-3 times a week for right now. When Tuck comes back, maybe you only play once or twice a week. But you're playing in the majors, bro. You weren't at the beginning of the year. So if I gotta part with Jake Meyers, if I gotta part with Chaz McCormick, hello Pedro Leon. If I gotta part with Pedro Leon, I wish you the best. But I mean, right now, if you look talk about the Astros' top 30 prospects right now, is there anybody that you look at of the Astros' top prospects and say 100% absolutely no way unless it's an absolute blockbuster? I think Melton's on that list because Melton right now is your heir apparent to Kyle Tucker. And if you think Melton's ready to go next year, then maybe you trade Kyle Tucker in the offseason. And I don't say trade Kyle Tucker for any other reason other than my faith in the Astros to give Kyle Tucker an 8-year or longer deal, which is what he wants, is negative 60 zillion percent.
That is a bet I'm willing to put money on.
I would not give up Bryce Matthews unless it was a blockbuster. He has found the bat. He's gotten himself promoted up to double A. And if that dude, as a shortstop, can hit, he's going to be here in 2 years.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
And if he's good enough to play short in 2 years, maybe you're having a conversation about what you're doing with Jeremy Peña. Depends on how well Peña's hitting. If Peña's a 250 hitter, maybe you're cashing in on his glove. If Peña's up to a 275, 280 hitter, and he's 20 homers and 20 steals, and he's playing that level defense, hey, Bryce, can you play third? I'm not giving up Luis Baez unless it's a blockbuster. Luis Baez is in high A ball right now. But he is also, man, this kid projects like he might be something seriously legit. And he's cut down on the strikeouts. He's got a lot of power. He's got a big arm. Doesn't run particularly well because he's 6'1 and 225. And if he's 6'1, 225 at 20, that's probably going to be 245 at 25. If he can get the hit tool improved a little bit, you feel really good about him right now. He's a high A Asheville tourist, hitting 286 with 13 homers and 16 doubles and 50 ribeye steaks. And he's also got 6 stolen bases for a guy who's 6'1 and 225, 807 OPS. Walk rate will improve as he gets older. He's only 20. And he's probably 3 years away. But for the potential he has, got to be a blockbuster. Otherwise, I think the only guy that I want it to be a blockbuster for is Jake Bloss. Because his command is already so well refined. Everybody else, Loperfido, Zach Cole, AJ Blueball, Kennedy Corona, Will Wagner, Andrew Taylor, I wish you all the best. Good. Because I want to win now. And I'll worry about how I'm going to restock the system later after I finished printing my freaking billions from winning another World Series. 5 trips and 3 championships in 8 years? That is not ass. But yeah, if you want to win, if you want to get those top guys, man, you've got to get it. And you're going to have to give up with whatever it costs to get what you need. Got to get the pitching. It's the one thing this team, and it's not that they don't have it, they just don't have it healthy. And you've got to find a way to get through this season before you can worry about, oh, we'll get Verlander back. Oh, we'll get Garcia back. Oh, we'll get McCullers back. You've got to get through the month and a half to 2 months it's going to take to get all those guys back. And you got to hope they don't have setbacks. And you got to hope that they pitch like the guys you know them to pitch as. There's a lot of ifs. Reinforcements are not coming in the lineup, so you better get the reinforcements in the rotation. And while you're at it, why don't you grab yourself a reinforcement in your bullpen as well? Real quick here before we hit the break, let's go to the phones. Who is actually on the phone? Because you put in the longest message in there, and I can't see his name.
It's JJ.
JJ, what up?
You got part of it right. It's KJ. What's up, my man?
Oh, what's going on, KJ? How are you?
Not too bad. Real quick, I know you said you're up against it. I don't think you should not criticize in victory what you would criticize in defeat. I understand the role that people play in wins and losses, the pitching, the bullpen, the starting position players, and the manager. And there's just some incremental things that you see over the course of the season that I hold Joe Espada hold against him. For instance, the other day when he pulled Salazar to put in Tavich in a pinch hit situation, when Salazar, even though it's a small sample size, has a higher batting average, has a better batting average and runners in scoring position, and has a better on-base percentage, yet you took him out for someone statistically who's subpar. And the last thing, and I want to hear what you got to say. I don't see in any universe where you should ever build a batting lineup with John Singleton and Jake Myers consistently, not on occasion, consistently batting ahead of Jeremy Pena. And I'm not just saying it's because Pena's hot. Pena has an investment. You're investing in Pena in the future. There's no long-term investment with this team with John Singleton. And Jake Myers, he may not be with the team in a couple of weeks. But Pena is part of your future. Therefore, he should be getting the lion's share of those at-bats as opposed to John Singleton and Jake Myers. And I just want to hear what you got to say about that, Boss.
Oh, I appreciate it, KJ, man. I'll tell you what. The whole reason for going to Cabbage over Salazar is historically Cabbage, historically better hitter. And at that point, he was looking for a big hit. He was looking for a double. He was looking for a home run. The fact that they didn't go small ball with Lopefito ahead of him, and look, maybe you go to Dubon over Lopefito at that point because you're looking for somebody to make contact, hit the ball the other way, just get that damn run across. But the Astros, historically in the golden era of baseball, Astros baseball, they just don't play small ball. And they didn't, again, there. And when you didn't do it with Lopefito, at that point, he was married to, hey, I need the extra base hit. Or at least you're looking for a big hit, trying to get a lead. And that's why they went to Cabbage. I didn't agree with it. I would have gone to Doobie for Lopefito and then kept Salazar in the game. Just small ball. Get me a ground ball to second, ground ball to first. Same thing two times in a row. Drop a bunt. Whatever you got to do. Roll one over. Just advance the damn runner. The Astros, it doesn't matter whether it's A.J. Hinch, whether it was Dusty Baker, or now it was a Joe Espada. In fact, they've played more small ball under Espada than they have under the other two combined. But missed opportunity there, no argument. As far as why is Pena batting lower, because Pena's bat hasn't profiled as well this year, right? He slumped. He hasn't hit for the power. He's had a little bit of pop the last couple of days, but he slumped a bit. And I think as you see Pena get hot again, you'll see him move back up the lineup.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.